The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Guzzi Sampson.
Does this mean you finally finished that movie, Angus?
I have one more day tomorrow of DVD interviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what happens in them? You can't even say anything about the extras.
No, I finish shooting on Monday.
All right.
Today, Wednesday, tomorrow, DVD interviews. This is where you get asked questions that you've never considered before and you try and make out as if you've done work on them.
Well, we're here to help today because we're going to play What's Angus Missed?
Mm. Yeah,
wow. That's going to be good.
Because this is your last week.
Yeah. It is.
And I have a present for you both.
A present?
Yes.
It's not Winston, your dog, is it? Look at, he's already bored with the show. Look at that. Already given up on us.
Well, this is from my... I've got two things from my own collection.
Oh.
I'll leave it for you two to fight over.
And what have you got, Ed?
Oh, hang on. Let's sizzle it up.
Oh, two VHSs.
Wow. VHS.
Oh, look, don't say what they are yet. What have you got, Ed?
Oh, I wonder what that noise is, listeners.
Oh, sounds like the Prize King is back.
Yeah.
More piss week than ever. It's all coming up on Get This. It is our final week, and haven't there been so many great musical moments over the year? What's your rap name again?
1 Cent.
Of course. Hey, and let's go out with some more rhymes. I'll get you going. He's Johnny from the block. He's the MC with all the clout.
That is really what the economic debate is about.
He's going to kick some ass at the upcoming election.
The fundamental direction is a forward direction.
He's busting some moves. He's spewing invective.
Please let us have a sense of perspective.
He's the dopest of leaders. He's everyone's homie.
I think most of the concerns are phony.
Care to join me for a break dance, Mr. Howard?
No way, Jose.
All right, let's get started. Oh, he likes to laugh, that Bruce Springsteen. Oh. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening. Depends where you're standing. It's always Get This. It's me, Tony Martin. It's Ed Cavalier.
Yes.
On sandwiches in the sidecar. Richard Marsland.
Oh, yeah.
He's pushing a button. What have you got there for Angus Sampson? Really? Sir Angus Sampson, is it?
Sort of welcome back.
Bruce Springsteen, one of the worst musical professionals, worst dancers.
Really?
Like, how could he have so many wonderful songs and be such a bad dancer?
Mm.
Yeah, he's all hand claps and kind of like...
Shoulder lifts,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, he is.
He just
kind
sort of
like hands, like fists in the air kind of work.
Yeah, cop that, Springsteen.
Yeah. Maybe it's the tight jeans that are restricting blood flow.
Come on, Guzzi, don't bag the tight jeans.
Look at mine. I'm not even wearing a belt.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's much too tight.
It's svelte, though, bro. Looking very svelte.
Apparently, if your jeans are too big, you should wash them and then they shrink and you can feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Or put on weight and then they're tight and you convince yourself that they're too small.
That it's muscle.
Very Brian Mannix looking today. And you've brought Winston in, your dog. Is that a half Labrador?
Maybe. He's from the pound, the beautiful Save a Dog scheme in Melbourne, Victoria.
Right.
And we don't know what he is. We don't know how old he is.
Really?
He's
it's like a Nigerian soccer player.
Oh, he looked at you then.
Did he?
And he's got a nanny in pyjami.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which we found.
Oh, beautiful.
Pretty happy with it.
But Ed doesn't know if it's B1 or B2.
Now, have you been able to get him into this film you've been making, Where the Wild Things Are? Do they let dogs do cameos?
The wonderful...
Yes. What? 6 months we've been trying to get him to say something about this film. I nearly did.
Actually, I did take him on set, and there is one set that we have been... filming on the studios.
Yeah, which one's
which,
that?
Melbourne Doctor Studios, but it's an outdoor setting.
Right.
And the producer of the film, who Vincent Lando, amazing man, also produced Malkovich and David Fincher. Used to work with David Fincher. And this set was so real that when I took Winston in there on day 3 of shooting, he proceeded to prop the leg up some 2 metres in front of the head visiting American producer.
Just marking his territory.
And I'm sort of kicking dirt over it as it was literally like, you know, in Amsterdam where the water's coming out and they're putting sandbags. Like he was weeing. Because he doesn't lift his leg to wee, I'm sort of kicking dirt between his back legs as he's squatting, trying to have a conversation.
Deleted scene.
Where the wet things are. Sorry, deleted scene.
It was a deleted scene. So, no one knows what he is. But he has been offered some television work,
which
I've turned down.
What?
Drama?
No, like reality TV stuff, which would mean that I would have to be there.
Nah.
And my wonderful agent said, knocked the offer back with, he's concentrating on film.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. So he's not out there competing with Galen.
For work. I saw, I was having dinner last night.
Yeah. Of course you were.
Right. Out having dinner with my flatmate, John. And Galen walked past with a very interesting posse of cats.
How do you keep running into him all the time? He's a horse-faced Martian.
He is. Because he just walks the streets all day hoping to get recognised. Yeah. And I'm not joking again. He walked past, there was and the people sitting at the table next to us, there was a big pause, and then one of them just goes, yuck!
And it was in the paper the other day, Michael from Big Brother and Galen seen coming out of the Scientology Centre.
Michael was a turkey slapper, wasn't he?
Was he one of the turkey
slappers? No, isn't Michael the mole?
The mole?
Yeah, Michael. Yes.
How quickly the mole. We forget.
Oh. Yeah, but did I end up telling you, I know I spoke to Tony about this off-air, but Galen was... I know a friend who apparently replaced him as one of the strippers from Princes in the Night. I know I told you that he was kicked out because of his lack of coordination or diligence when it came to choreography.
He's got hooves, you know. Yeah. It's hard when you've got hooves to try and get the gear off. Which night was he?
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember having this conversation going, what have I come to that I'm sitting opposite a stripper talking about another ex-stripper or an ex-stripper who has, you know, made his... I think I'd like to see those guys and see what they're up to because I've missed so much.
You have missed so much, and we're going to play What's Angus Missed Later.
Yeah.
In terms of big news stories, did you see Silvio Berlusconi hitting the deck the other day?
Collapsed.
Yeah. Face too tight, apparently.
Is that right?
That's what they worked out.
His own face strangled him.
It had to happen.
Well, you mentioned Berlusconi. Yesterday, I found out that there's a block of soap made of his fat that you can buy for 10,000 euro.
You're joking.
I mean, I know we should save that for what I've missed, but that is, if you look in the Guinness Book of Records, there is a picture of it. Oh, yeah. I went out and bought plenty of books.
So hang on, so he's Prime Minister, he's running all the media. Well, that's not enough. I've got to start pumping my own fat in bars of soap.
But it wasn't with his permission. It was actually...
What do you mean?
The fat was seconded from the cosmetic surgery by a worker, who then gave it to this artist, and it's on display,
Tyler Durbin?
You can buy it for 10.
But hang on, so that's automatically okay. That's your fat that works as soap, does it?
Yeah, that's what soap is.
Oh, okay.
Soap is lard.
So you might be in the shower one day and going, this is too big a job for Solvol. Have we got any of that Berlusconi?
Solvol.
Hang on a
second. Was it Solvo like...
it was like a rock.
It was really... It's like punishment. Pumice stone or something to get rid of...
Pumice stone, you're right.
Yeah.
But hang on a sec. So the pan, delicious imperial leather, it's lard?
It is lard. It's animal fat.
And who knows what politician it's been pumped from. You know.
When was... I mean, this is my political comment that after watching someone dance a jig... on the weekend, a national... But I was thinking, when was the last politician... Name a politician that you find inspiring. But honestly, inspiring. Like that is a really... Mm. Jokes aside, I don't know what that...
Barry Unsworth.
Bring back Bye Bye Barry. I love those stickers from New South Wales. Do you remember that?
We had a Prime Minister in New Zealand called Rob Muldoon, he was pretty nasty. you know, politically I didn't admire him, but as a person, headbutted a protester.
Not bad.
Starting a kids' TV series as a kind of boss, like the boss on Get Smart.
Oh, really?
Went on stage in the Rocky Horror Show and did the time warp and was so large and ungainly, he just sort of would... you know, kind of amble across. It's just a step to the left, and then it'd take him about 30 seconds to perform the said step.
Was he Dr. Everett Scott in the wheelchair or the narrator?
He was the narrator.
Made famous by Red Simons.
Yeah. He didn't do it like Muldoon.
Interpretation.
But I don't know. You right.
Was that the Craig McLaughlin era of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
It would have been where he played Frankenfurter.
Yeah, I think so.
Wilbur Wilde was the Richard O'Brien character.
But hang on a second. Inspiring politicians. You're right. It's a sorry lot we've got to choose from.
Nothing going on.
Absolutely. Like I've worked out the key to politics. It used to be that they would promise to deliver things. Now they promise to prevent things. And it's... So they're actually in a win-win situation where then no one has to do anything.
Yes.
Yeah. We will stop Martians coming to this earth if you vote us in.
Didn't work with Galen, though.
Who went to sleep on the air?
Guzzi, I don't know. You were meant to be here yesterday.
I missed it.
But it was just as well.
Why?
It was all sizzle, this table tennis tournament. You've been going on about your skills and you're going to thrash everyone and kick everyone's ass all year.
Cavalier.
And then even that kid that was taunting you managed to beat you.
Look, it's
what
not...
kid?
A listener, Jordan, this listener, he was like, he'd been emailing in, sending stuff in, I'm going to beat you. I was like, don't even try it, Jordan. He had his own shoes, Guzzi.
Somehow shoes and practice were the key.
And he had this bat. Both of them show up with this bat, right? And they wouldn't let me have a go. I said, can I have a go at your bat? And they're like, oh, no, it's our bat, because they brought in a little man purse, right?
Yeah.
And they hit the ball in a fashion that... Look, no one could hit that back. No one could get that back.
It was the bat doing all the work, was it?
Yeah.
What? Did you practice?
He's been practicing every night. And then he was complaining that everyone else just did one night of practice. Oh, that's not on.
Yeah, that's the other thing, Guzzi. Little did I know, old Marsden here, I'm just, panel operator. Oh, I'm just here to help the show out. Mm. No, organises this, 3 weeks out every night. No, him and Ryan Shelton and everybody else gets together and probably tampered with my bat. Probably did something to the air conditioning.
Every night.
In my Weet-Bix.
Every night, Richard.
As we know, the table tennis table was only there the night before. Nah. I had dropped in on the station to pick up something, noticed the table tennis table was here, bumped into Ryan Shelton. Let's have a game.
So when Ed says every night for 3 weeks.
One night.
You mean one night.
One game.
So where did you end up, Ed? Basically,
Dead last.
Is all leading to
last. I was worse than Lung, and Lung, Lawrence Lung, the one thing Lawrence was copying a lot of shots.
Oh,
he'd be playing, in a rally, right? And he started out with a very open stance, come on, everyone, I'll take you on. And by the end of it, he was just kind of cowering behind his bat because everyone kept thudding into him.
And yet, somehow, I got more points, Angus.
You didn't even get it back.
I went in there and was a spastic Unco Dervish
for two and a half minutes.
I didn't even touch the ball, and somehow I had more points on the board.
No, you did.
So, basically, what we need to work out now is this the end of table tennis for you?
No, I'm going to get some of those shoes, one of those bats, and maybe Marsden will invite me to some of his secret boot camps.
Probably not. Yeah.
Some of his table tennis boot camps.
I could take you to the Samson School of Table Tennis if you want.
I'd love to.
It would mean some rigorous program and training. Are you prepared?
As long as there's inspirational music in the background, I'll be happy.
But, there's
some LaBouche to train to.
So many disappointments. Remember when Ed was the prize king? Remember that?
Those were good days.
You are the worst prize giver I have ever...
You got onto the current affairs shows. Remember that earlier in the year? Check this out.
Well, last week we introduced you to this man, Ed Cavalier, radio's self-styled king of prizes.
Steve, you get the T-shirt, the Who Farted T-shirt. Steve, are you there?
Are you there, Steve?
Steve?
Well, as you heard there... The only kingdom this monarch is presiding over is the Kingdom of Shonk. Take a listen to this.
We're going to have a film festival and there's going to be a sweet prize.
But there were to be no sweet prizes for anyone that day. Because, as the Emperor of Disappointment explains...
Nothing at the $2 shop that
was...
was
closed.
But that didn't stop King Cavalier from attempting to bluff his way through the segment.
What kind of prize would you like?
Well, whatever.
And here's the dethroned prize lord dealing with a serf who's clearly onto him.
Prize? Stephen, what would you like?
I didn't hear the options.
Basically, you tell me what you'd like and I send you the $2 shop version.
$2 shop? Where are you going to send me to the $2 shop?
No, I'm going to get it for you. There's things that cost more than $2 in there. $2 shop's a genre. It's a variety gift shop.
And they call that podcastable. I'm Naomi Robson and I do my own hair and makeup.
Oh,
Remember that era?
Yeah, yeah.
But look, Ed's going to make up for this. If we come back next year, Angus, we had so many challenges yesterday. Nicky's collating them all. I'll just choose one from the pile here.
What
this
do we
is
got?
Kylie Strong says, here's a challenge
fake
for Ed.
Fake name. Well, read it anyway.
Her real name's Kylie Strang.
She set up an email address for Kylie Strong, so it's a fake name. It's an elaborate one.
You don't know what lengths they'll go to.
Here's one for Ed. Dress up in the whole Lord of the Rings elven costume. Get an archery bullseye. Oh, so you've got to actually get a bow and arrow and score a bullseye while singing Knights in White Satin. Can you do that?
Yes.
Well, you can do the Knights in White Satin part.
Knights in White Satin. Reach to the end. Something or other. Something else.
Jessica Lawson says, I've got a challenge for Ed. Sing a set of songs at a bikie club. Maybe try some of that Your Body is a Wonderland crap. Bikies love it.
Banditos would love a rendition of Your Body is a Wonderland.
All right, let's do something I don't think we actually did yesterday. Let's play some music and we'll be back with more Guzzy in a moment. Oh, it's Get This, U2 and Green Day. The Saints are coming. Angus Sampson has been busted out of this movie he's been making for the last 5 years.
This is the greatest radio program on commercial radio.
Do you hear a lot of commercial radio, Hank? There are others, you know.
Apparently so, but this is would be the only one that I would alter my lifestyle for.
Oh,
yes, and it's a wonderful achievement that you guys have come to this your last week for 2006 potentially.
Well, yeah,
potentially.
We're hoping to come back.
No. Well, you might do sort of the Christmas special.
That's a good idea. Well, we come back and do that, Ed.
Could you do a Christmas special?
I'd love to do a Christmas special. Yeah. We could do it on Christmas Day, Tone. Yeah. We won't be with our families. You and I both know that.
We don't know where our families are. We'll just be in here quietly sculling eggnog, playing old sketches.
Off air.
Off air. High on the Black Thunder Hog.
Now, Guzzy, you've got presents. Well,
what have I you do, done? Because basically the you guys have been the only ones that have persisted with my absence. All the other programs and stations don't even remember who I am.
Oh, is that right?
And you're the only ones that keep calling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. We hang outside your house most days.
I've brought in a couple of presents from my VHS video collection.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Chunky boxes, old-style chunky boxes, Ed.
One's an ex-rental.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And which is PG. And I, the other one I remember purchasing from a chain video shop. But see if you can guess what this one is. The tagline, it says, "It's diabolical fun." Oh, exclamation mark.
That's Schindler's List, I think.
Stop me when you get it. 1989's biggest comedy sensation,
Cannonball Run 2,
brings together the talents of Michael Caine and Steve Martin.
Yeah, a trip to Bountiful.
In a film of unbelievably naughty and hilarious proportions.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now,
what else they got to say about that genius movie?
The setting, Beaumont-sur-Mer, on the French Riviera. The characters, Lawrence Jameson and Freddie Benson.
Who cares about them? It's all about Prince Ruprecht if you're watching that movie. Yeah.
What about Dr. Emil von Helsing?
All right.
Who wants that one? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Well, I've seen what the second one is and I've got the second one, so I'll have Dirty Rotten
Scoundrels. Take Dirty Rotten
Scoundrels. Never owned a copy of that.
And Ed, with Niall and I.
Oh, for me?
For you.
My favourite movie.
Now, Sticking Marslin and Nikki needed a present as well.
Well, they can look at me watching this.
Yeah. Is it incorrect aspect ratio, though, Ed? Richard Marslin, this is how nerdy he is. He got me a copy of the Criterion Collection edition of With Niall and I.
I have that. That's a beautiful, beautiful issue.
But he's hung around and got Richard E. Grant to sign it.
That's right.
How's that? How's that commitment? For a beautiful gist?
That's
what a
cheeky
suck up.
That's cheeky.
Not enough.
You gave me that Opal Dolphin.
Yeah. I gave you a Don Johnson mirror.
Oh, that's true.
Fine. I saw that downstairs.
Ed brought that back from Germany for me, and it's a mirror with Don Johnson on it. But he takes up so much of the mirror that really you can't see yourself.
Compare yourself to how much you look like Don Johnson that day.
So basically, you can just see yourself behind Don Johnson's shoulder.
Yeah, it's like you're hanging out with Don Johnson.
Yeah, I remember looking over his shoulder. Have you got many things signed by famous people?
I.
Oh, I mean, I have a great autograph. The guy who was the real Donnie Brasco.
Oh, Joey Pistone. Wow.
Joey Pistone. Yeah. He came out. How's this? He came out to promote Donnie Brasco because Johnny Depp wasn't available. So they got the real guy.
Pretty good.
They busted him out of witness protection. The guy had $20 million worth of contracts on his head, and he's on the promo circuit. He's playing Battle of the Sexes. And he had a disguise. It was fantastic. He was fully
disguised.
His disguise. Well, should I say?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Well, they'd rotate a few, wouldn't they?
I hope so.
But the gangsters, they would have forgotten about that. They don't care anymore.
Yeah. They've seen the movie's been
gone.
Yeah,
they're fine.
It was a baseball cap with, like, fake hair sewn into it.
Oh! He was wearing that in the special features of that DVD. He is, and they have the silhouette of him, and he's talking about it. Everything's real. And but, you know, I remember Rudy, the film Rudy with Sean Astin, where... That was somebody that I wanted to see the real person as opposed to Joe Pistone. But I thought you were talking about Joe. Is it Cipriani? Is that his name? The voiceover king.
Is it?
Oh, no. Cipriani.
Oh. Is it Cipriani?
It is.
I'm not sure. I got an email the other day and I opened it yesterday and I recognized his voice immediately. Each year, there are films that are too dangerous for the American public to see. And it was an invite to go and see 8 films that didn't, you know, meet the censor.
Did you
horror
go?
Films.
What was on the list?
They're in America. They're American. So,
but what were on the list, though?
I didn't delete it. Yeah. I looked through and I was like, oh, okay, I need to get, you know, I need to sit down and click
short
on all these links.
Short bus. Battle Royale, that'd be in there. But Joey Pistone, I just remembered, you'd think he'd have a lot of bodyguards.
Yeah.
He just had one guy who was like this SAS guy who was like a friend of his who travelled everywhere. But they had this relationship like Clouseau and Cato. So we'd be doing the interview and we'd come out of the studio and the bodyguard's hiding and he just jumps out of him in a grave. I said, just testing. There's a guy with $20 million worth of contracts on his life. And his buddy's doing the Cato out of any available wardrobe. We are running so late at this moment. It often
not at
happens
all.
When Guzzy comes in.
No, but that's because...
we love it. We're not complaining.
Yeah.
No, but you can sort of... get everyone to blame me.
Only real losers are the ZZ Top fans.
Do you know
they've
that...
they pretty good.
Oh, one of the guys from ZZ Top, he has a place, his house.
Yeah.
He has bought... he bought a house and then the two neighbouring houses.
Yeah.
And he's built a mansion and in Texas and what is it called? But he spelt it incorrectly. Like, he spelt the name of the... He's like, he's used K's and instead of C.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Now, just thinking about that out loud, maybe that's a reference to a political organisation or something. But I don't know. You know, it's in the deep south, but it's something instead of, you know, like, you know, Keith's Country Club. He's used K's the whole time.
He has it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's stolen that.
Really. And got dogs, you know, just roaming in the front. God. As do I. But as do I. I have dogs. But I have to ask you guys, out of all the shows you've done this year, do you have a favourite yourselves?
Sure. We were at our suckiest when Richard E. Grant came in here.
Yeah, that was lovely, yeah.
But a favourite one?
I like a schoolgirl the whole way through that.
Smithcast? Because your podcasts are available for people.
Thanks for promoting them for us.
I have 32 to listen to.
Oh, well, we're trying to hit 50 by the end of the year. I think we're up to about 47. There's a new one going up today, one day early. Oh, it's so chockers.
What have we got?
There's, who was in there? Matt Newton, Stephen Curry.
Yep.
Tahir Biljic,
Stan O'Gara,
Marty Sheargold, it's all in there.
Why have you got such a luminary cast of guests and then you roll me in? It's a real...
We've been working up to you,
man. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Third to last show.
Who have you got coming up this week?
Well, Cal Wilson.
Yeah.
And Greg Fleet. It's a usual suspects.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Greg Fleet...
You know, the booking is always in pencil for Greg Fleet. He only lives 2 blocks from the station, but it's still...
It's in chalk on the pavement outside his house. Remember, Greg?
I know we were going to play that downer thing here. We're going to do that soon.
Yeah.
People are wondering, you know, the wheat board controversy. Right. It's back on the front pages.
Yeah, it is.
And
more pictures of Flugs with a gun.
What is going on with that guy?
Blame it on the flukey. He loves it.
It's like he's gone to that Star Shots thing, you know, where people get all the sexy lingerie and make them look good, and he's just rolled up with an arsenal and gone, just one photo with each of these guns, thanks.
Yeah, flukey nights, that's coming up soon. people are saying, hey, what did Get This do about the Wheat Board scandal? I'm sure they would have been all over that.
Yeah, we were.
Let's find out next.
Get This. This is clearly worse than probably any we've had in the last century, and I had something to say about one of them last night.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
It's Get This around the nation on Triple M, KOFM. If you're in Newcastle, where Angus Sampson is with us, and we're playing things that people have been requesting from earlier in the year.
My message to the people of West Papua is simply this. That's my message to them.
Mr. Howard, please.
Well, if I'd have held it back, you'd have said, why have you held it back? Why have you covered it up?
Someone open the door!
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Hey, well, that's foul.
Oh, who says satire is dead? So many things people have been requesting. Just quickly, Howard having his love quadrangle with Warnie and the Veronicas played That's actually on the website on prior offences.
I don't think people quite understand how many sizzling hot things there are on prior offences.
It's massive.
Yeah, on our website, so many of our sketches that we can't put on the podcast because of music are up on recent offences.
Yeah, well, again, there's still another. Okay, yeah, that's right, Ed. There are a few we can't put up there. Anything with Nick Kershaw.
Come on, Tony.
Oh, we're going to play.
Be good.
We got the Kershaw's new album.
I know.
We're going to play a bit of that.
Oh,
maybe
tomorrow. Yeah,
on the show.
Tomorrow.
So much to get through because Angus. So
much.
Angus.
Yeah, there we go, Guzzy.
No, I enjoy his white suit that he wore. Yeah. Wouldn't it be good?
We've heard enough about that, this week.
Ooh, chroma key.
Yeah, get it right.
Sorry. Chroma key.
Guzzy, you haven't dropped any names.
I haven't, but I have off air. But
you were dropping Bono off air.
Yeah.
Or Bono.
Yeah. I had a nice evening with him.
That's pretty big. That's pretty big. Usually it's Lou Ferrigno.
But that's the thing. That's you kind of want to. I'm trying to keep it to a nice level that
take it wherever it needs to go, Guzzy.
Come on, bust one out.
Okay.
Who have you bumped into?
Who have I bumped into? I mean, I was just telling Nikki about the night I went out with Bono.
Yeah. We heard that one.
But that's kind of,
it's too good for us. Yeah. What about Lamal? Have you bumped into Lamal? So that's more our level.
Hang on. Never-ending story's being played soon in Melbourne at the cinemas. Yeah. At a new rooftop cinema that's opening up.
And that's going to get people
excited.
To go, is it?
Well, I just thought I'd do the right thing and mention Lamar. But Lamar was kind of like Nick Kershaw. He looked a bit like him and Howard Jones.
Yeah, in the same working the same side of the street.
Oh, okay. Here's a name drop. On Friday night, I had the privilege of performing at Melbourne radio station Triple R's 30th birthday.
Oh, yes.
The Forum, the wonderful Triple R, and on the same bill as Adelaide from Magic Dirt, the incredible and incomparable Dave Graney was playing.
Yes.
With the Moodist, the magical Moodist.
That's right. And Dave Graney is going off, I think, on the 3rd this Sunday, if you're in Melbourne, maybe at the Prince of Wales. I'm doing this all from memory.
Mm-hmm.
The lurid yellow mist firing up.
Mm.
We'll confirm that by the end of the show.
Mm. And the person I was going to say was Ron Pino.
Oh, yeah.
From Died Pretty. You don't remember that famous photo of him on the Australian edition of Rolling Stone?
Was it Juice magazine?
Was it Juice, maybe?
Something like that, but he had his had the Pino.
Yeah.
Oh.
He had like a backstage pass.
Dropping the white hit. Had the axle out.
Did you know I never realised that White Snake was, you know, the band was.
Oh, yeah. Were they?
Oh, is that what it was they were named after?
Yeah.
Okay.
How rude.
I would never have purchased.
How very French of them.
I would never have purchased that cast single. I will tell you, I had an opportunity to, on the weekend, watch a bit of cricket. And I don't know if you've seen, there's an advertisement at the moment about a Scotch whiskey company featuring some of the Australian cricket players. And I thought I have to mention this to Tony and Ed, where Mike Hussey wakes someone up or something in the ad. I'm not, you know, and it says, come this way. And it's, you know, he's sort of showing him it's some dream sequence of a utopian existence. And, you know, a woman sort of walks up on a plane, it looks like, with some drinks. And then it cuts to, like, come through this back door. And Michael Clark, is it Michael Clark?
Yeah.
The batsman is standing there on the other side of the door. And he's only there for the brief instant, but he looks like he has got about 4 inches of mascara on, and he pouts. He kind of looks and does this, you know, like but it was literally the Adriana Zenedes kind of move.
Zenedes.
Yeah, before when she does the when she stops after turning the letter on Wheel of Fortune. He does this pout. I cannot. You have to check it out during the second test if they play it.
What do you think? What's the inference there? What are they getting at?
You've got it. I can't. He has to have been ribbed. I want someone to ask this guy. He's got so much makeup on and an earring and lipstick and pouts. I reckon that they've cut away. He's only on so briefly for it. I think they've kind of noticed in the edit.
Oh, we've got to get off that quickly. Moved. Cut to anything.
I'm serious. Please, if anyone, you know, keep it in mind if you are watching the cricket.
That's great. So do you think that, all right, we'll leave it at that for the moment.
Yeah. What are you suggesting, Ed?
I'm suggesting that what they're trying to say in a very subtle way, get into the whiskey, who knows what might happen with your teammates.
Okay. I guess that's true.
Cavalier's got his old hip flask as we speak.
Have a sip here.
You're mentioning Bon Jovi before, Tone.
Shot through the heart. You're to blame.
Do you know the actual names of remember the song used to work on the dock?
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah. Mm. Do you know who the name of who used to work on the dock?
Johnny?
Yeah, was it Johnny?
I used to work on a dad.
I don't actually think it is Johnny. That's the thing. I think it might be Tommy.
No, I think it's Johnny.
And then it's Gina. Gina works a diner all day.
Yeah.
she works so hard
to bring home and pay for love.
That's right. Oh.
The reason I bring up John Bonham is Tone mentioned it before. I once auditioned for Lonely Planet's television program. Yeah. Myself and Lee Winnell, we had to put something together. Yeah. And Lee...
decided to saw your leg off.
So I saw your leg off. And he was filming it, and the idea they had was you go to a city and you'd meet someone and then they'd take you to another person, six of them, and it's called 6 Degrees. And so we shot this audition tape, and I thought, okay, for the audition tape, let me just, you know, preface this that I didn't get the job.
That's all right.
It was many years ago that we thought, okay, who's the most famous person in Melbourne today?
Right.
And it was John Bon Jovi. He was performing at an Austereo festival that night.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought, what's the furthest we could start from him if we tried to get to John Bon Jovi? I had no tickets to this thing. We started at the Swedish Christmas Bazaar this is in Melbourne, in a suburb called Toorak. And I went there, bumped into David Friend, Puppetry of the Penis.
Wow, see, the names are coming now, Ed. Once you get him fired up.
Puppetry of the Penis.
If I'd known to mention the Swedish Christmas Bazaar, I would have started there, Gwizzy.
Well, I don't like talking about myself.
No, don't let me interrupt.
Keep the degrees coming. David Friend.
There's one. So David Friend then took us down to the St Kilda Bowling Club.
Good.
Where we got taught how to bowl and met a used car salesman who then took us to his car lot and took us for a test drive in an old Valiant. So I was going,
we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, there's the next degree. He then dropped us off at a train station where we spoke to some police who then escorted us to Docklands or wherever John Bond Company was performing. We then scammed some tickets out the front on the night, just saying, look, we need to... And filming it all. Got in. They said, oh, you can't use the camera in here. I'm like, oh, okay, no dramas. Went into the cubicle toilet and started filming. Scammed our way onto the ground and went up to... got up to about 5 metres away from where Bon Jovi were playing.
Yeah.
Bad medicine they were performing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was 5 degrees. I didn't have my 6th degree.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like I was, I literally had the hat over the camera filming.
Yeah, good work.
You know,
I'll never suspect
like Dickie Knee. Yeah, like I'd brought Dickie Knee to the concert. The fact that I was holding him about 3 inches to, you know, in front of my body, it was like it was a kid or something. And then I didn't have my 6th degree. So I went home and I edited, I hired all these Jon Bon Jovi films. I didn't even know he was an actor at that stage.
Oh, come on.
And I interviewed him, and his responses were from his films.
Right.
And this never got on.
And I never got the
not
job.
Successful.
Not successful. It was possibly the hardest I've ever worked in my life because I had visions of just going around the world. And, obviously, that was, many, many years ago.
Well.
But that was my Jon Bon Jovi story. Not a great story.
No,
not
it's a good, it's a very good story.
Lee Winnell kicked on all right, though.
He's done all right. I went and saw Three a couple of weeks ago.
On a date?
Yes.
Oh,
and I hadn't, because we'd been to Short Bus the day before, so I thought I'd take the Observer to see Saw 3. Yeah. And I hadn't seen 1 or 2.
Right.
Jeez, it's baffling if you haven't seen.
Is that right?
It's tough going.
Well, if you do want a... he's coming back from... he's coming back to... Well, we've got a three-week riding school.
Need a summary.
But the great thing about it is that basically, if you miss the first two, there's lots of clues into there why they do what they do in the third one.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, see, I probably should have gone the other
rejection.
Way.
Rejection. But I have to do my famous last name drop for this show.
Well,
I got a phone call Monday night from Quentin.
Oh, in the wheelchair or Tarantino?
Canahan, wheelchair.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Phone call from Quentin Monday night offering me a job. Mm. So I said, put it in an email. Put it in an email and shift it on through and we'll send it. He said, I've got a script I want you to be in. I was like, really?
Okay.
Okay, what's it about? He's like, you and me, we meet one another and we hate one another. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? He goes, well, I haven't written it.
Bottle of whiskey.
I'm like,
bit of makeup.
Michael Clark.
A few cutaways.
It was like, this was my surreal Monday night. And so I proceeded to just say, look, I'm actually thinking of flying him to Melbourne for a party. I want him to be a guest of honour.
Pictures on the website.
Wow.
I don't even know if we have time for the remainder of the show, let alone a song. It's the last week. We've let our hair down.
Wow.
We want to hear what
I've missed.
Guzzi has missed. Yeah, what's he missed while he's been locked in their film studio?
Since July 26th.
Yeah, what's been happening? Anything at all will do.
133353. Start calling.
Everyone gets a copy of A Legal Download, which Guzzi is on.
And what about that?
And a $10 note.
No, which geez.
Mickey found 10
Wait,
bucks outside
no,
the studio.
Shush.
Oh,
we've spent.
You know, there is a reason I'm in charge of prizes around here. Because I know where to uncover things.
Well, Tony was the one who said, let's give it away.
How about a song, Rich? let's have a song.
133353. What's Guzzi missed?
Who are I? Just get wet out.
Sorry, it's getting this around the nation. Angus Sampson is here. The format's gone out the window.
It has. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. We love it.
The issue, let me just explain to the listeners. The issue is that I arrive here tired and haven't seen these people that I love listening to and get more excited speaking to. And every time I go to speak to them off air, they go, save it. Wait. Can't talk.
On air.
On air. Wait for on air. So I don't know what I've said, who I've said it to, how I've said. Oh, I just want to just ask all these guys questions and Nikki's laughing in the corner and Winston's eating a banana. So that's, I apologise.
No, we love to hear things for the first time. Well, our guests are freaked out by it, but we love to hear things for the first time on air because you do that thing of you hear the story and then you've got to fake your reaction on air.
Touching
that one.
Oh,
and,
saucy.
We've forged. But when you say you're tired, is this because, what was that fancy dress ball you were at?
Triple R's 30th birthday Melbourne radio station. And I had the great privilege of, the theme was 1976.
So you dressed as?
Ugly Dave Gray.
Yeah. And then sang?
Tisms defecate on my face.
That is disturbing imagery right there.
With the wonderful Tony Biggs and the Triple R band. Yeah.
Okay. And I was correct about Mr. Dave Graney's latest explosion of entertainment. If you're in Melbourne, get down to the Prince of Wales, 3rd of December, this Sunday. Mm. Oh, it's going to go off with the lurid yellow mist. Who's on the line with something Guzzi's missed?
Hi, Gavin.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, it's you, Gav.
I'm in a world of my own at the moment. But
fair enough, brother. What it's because you missed?
I got a pet cat.
Oh, see, that wasn't in the papers. Too much wheat board talk.
Nice little push cat.
Not enough stuff about the cat.
What kind of cat did you get?
It's a bit of a bitter mongrel cat, but yeah. It's the most friendly cat I've ever encountered in my life.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Gavin?
Yeah.
How old is it?
Year old, got it from the pound. So.
You know what? It might just be young enough for you to teach it to go on a leash, and you could take it for walks.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure I can bath it because I took it into the shower with me yesterday, and it loved it.
Okay.
Awesome. Not actually under the water, but it was. No, I was flicking water at it, and it was getting wet, and had a ball.
If you type in "get this" on YouTube or Ed Cavalli, type in Ed Cavalli, there'll be a cat on there playing table tennis.
Yeah, really. Quite good, too.
It's not Cavalli in a suit, is it?
No. No.
No.
How
the mouse suit
fail. No. Well, okay, Gavin. Some of us spend our time making art for Funniest Home videos. Others spend their time flicking water at cats from the pound. So...
Ed's coming back next year.
Glass houses,
Ed
right?
is working on a whole slew of new challenges.
Thank you, Gavin. You get a legal download, and you also get a Little Britain live DVD. But you don't get the $10, brother, because you had a go at me.
The $10 that Ed found outside the studio.
I think he found. Okay. All right. Hello, Ben. How are you?
How you going, guys?
Very good. What's Scuzzy missed?
He's missed that Neil Patrick Harris or Doogie Howser MD's come out of the closet.
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
He's out of the closet.
No, he hasn't.
Gay as a French trombone, as my grandmother used to say.
I have a favourite Doogie Howser moment, actually.
Which was?
His friend Vinny.
Vinny. Through the window, Vinny.
Yeah, they were talking about going out that night, and Vinny goes, we're going to karaoke. And Doogie proceeded to go, actually, Vinny, the correct pronunciation is karaoke, which comes from Japanese to mean without sound. Oh. And I thought, if my best friend said that to me in that tone, he would be treating himself in his own hospital.
And Ben, are you a big Doogie Howser fan?
I was a big Doogie Howser fan. I used to watch it on Nickelodeon when I was a youngster, but...
Who next do you think coming out of the closet? Brian Dennehy is my guess.
Right.
James Gandolfini. I have no evidence. James Gandolfini.
I know the only one that I know that came out recently was the younger brother from Growing Pains.
Really?
Who cares about people's sexuality?
We don't care on this program.
No. Yeah.
Ben? You are getting a little Britain DVD and a copy of a legal download. $10, staying with me for the moment. All right. Hello, Fleur. How are you?
I'm very well, boys. How are we?
Oh, excellent. Talk us through it. What does Guzzy miss?
Well, Guzzy, Madonna, new son.
What?
Really?
David Banda has come home with Madonna.
David Banda? Is this a new one?
The new little one from Malawi, I believe. Africa?
The adopted child. Yeah,
adopted child.
Yes. Wow. Okay. And it was that the one where there was some people complaining that
the dad was complaining.
He has now remarried to a pregnant woman.
Ah, Nicole Kidman.
There's another one, Keith Urban.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's happened to him?
He's in the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yeah, back on the piss.
Yes, on the party program.
On the sills.
It's an open bar at the Betty Ford, isn't it?
Apparently.
Do you think that they look alike?
Yes. Thank you, Guzzy.
Do you think they look alike?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think they do.
Yeah. Some angles you can't tell who's who.
And Nicole, have you seen Nicole's new look?
Nicole is very scary.
What's her new look?
I think she's quite beautiful.
Well, she's got the hair down over the forehead at the moment. No, I'm assuming that because if we lift it up, the shininess would be so dazzling, it could cause people to lose control of their vehicles. That's my theory.
Court ordered. Little Britain DVD, illegal download for you, Fleur. Thank you very much.
Does she get the $10?
Oh, no, sir.
Wow.
Hello, Colin. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Talk us through it, mate. What's Guzzy missed?
Well, I don't want to scare him too early in the morning.
Go on.
John Wood and Christina Arnoux singing a duet at the 50th TV anniversary.
Was that called for?
What did they do? Islands in the Stream or whatever it's called?
It was some Australian thing.
Weird Al Yankovic.
My Bologna. No.
That's unbelievable. There's been so much. I mean, is 50 years, is that how long television's been around?
Yeah.
In Australia.
And it's all been working towards that.
And hot dogs has only just made the screen. 50 years.
got 50 more years of hot dogs to look forward to, though. 50 years. You know? Who knows where he's going to take that quiz show, Guzzi? Sky's the limit, man.
I find it astounding that these people, they actually agree to get up and sing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I mean, whether or not they're singing. I mean, it's fine. Oh. Christine Arnoux. Like, that's wonderful.
You think
John
Wood's miming?
Not at all.
Do you think they've got Johnny Farnham out the back doing the voice while John Wood mimes along?
No, I watched him in Rafferty's Rules recently. And he was amazing in it.
So many of our listeners call us from an aviary. What's going on there, Colin?
Bird, Colin?
Yes, there's a bird in the background.
Yeah.
Bird. What's it say? Has it got anything? Does it want to have a crack at the $10?
Oh, no.
No comment.
Hey, Colin, you live in Wollongong, do you not?
I do.
It's a good milk bar in Wollongong, isn't there, from memory?
The milk bar?
Post Office Tavern.
Post Office Tavern. Mm. Colin, I'm going to send you a sweet $10 note.
What does he get, $10?
Sorry?
What does he get, $10?
Lives in the gong, man.
I have a bird to support.
There you go. Get him some of that bird seed. Not the Acme bird seed with an anvil hanging over it. The proper stuff.
Good on you, Colin.
Okay, we have
sweet
a winner.
Sweet tenner coming your way.
Guzzi, thanks for coming in. It's been too long since we've seen you.
Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Yes, all of that.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for bringing us some prizes.
I hope you come back next year.
We want to.
Well, you should get your listeners to email Triple M and what have you.
We need a longer show, but yeah. I think they're frightened of that possibility.
But congratulations.
You know, Toto will be standing out in the foyer all day waiting to get on if they let us talk for longer than this.
I wrestled Marines down in Africa, my favourite malapropism. Instead of like, bless the rains down in Africa, I wrestle Marines. I wrestle Marines down in Africa.
It's amazing it didn't get fired off. Will you come back and play if we come back next year, Guzzi?
I will, I'd love to. And I really, really can only surmise your radio program with two words. Nice crackle.
We love a bit of crackle. Thanks to everyone who called up. And our key phrase today is, well, it's not a key phrase. I just want to praise and pour thanks upon the person who made our table tennis tournament happen yesterday, the delightful, lovely Andrea in the technical department.
Yeah, wow.
Who roadied the whole thing up.
I said, can we have audio streaming in? She said, no problem. Before I knew it, I had a handheld.
Ping pong.
Unbelievable.
Quadraphonic if you were listening in your car. So thank you, Andrea. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's get out of here. With the assistance of Cal Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be here, and it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito Nay Guzzi. Now it's all out, and you know.